This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last Monday night, we watched George Floyd die right in front of our eyes. We now have all four officers charged. Second-degree murder, manslaughter, aiding and abetting. And today, another step will be taken. By now you know this, a memorial service to celebrate the life of George Floyd will take place at North Central University here in Minneapolis. Expected to start at 1. Whenever it starts and until its conclusion, you will hear it on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Arman, Dan Cook with you here on CCO. Adam had to switch shifts today. Adam is not with us, but if the funeral and the memorial service starts on time, we're on for a limited period of time. I want to get to a number of serious topics. We had plans to chat with Dr. Michael Osterholm today, also Dara, to get an update on restaurants. But considering what is going on and availability for both of them, we're going to deal with serious topics, including the president, including COVID-19, for the next 50-some minutes or so until we are expected to pick up the feed from North Central University. The Drew Brees story is large. It is big. I have no doubt Corey talked about it. We talked about it yesterday, and I get it. I'll just remind folks. And I thank the folks who listen, Dan, all the time. You have to remember, it's not just us. The studies that they do, whether you're listening to music stations, you know, the talk stations in town like The Fan or NPR, that the average person who listens for 15 minutes. This isn't CCO. This is typical. So I know sometimes when people hear, let's say if we're on, you know, when we're on at 12, well, I've heard Dave and Corey talk about this, or if a story happens when our show is taking place, if it's Paul and Jordana or it's Maxie or Henry Lake, you know, I heard it talked about already. First of all, everybody's going to have their different views. Many times, not all times, many times, it's the biggest story in the country. And so a lot of people want to hear those different views. And again, people are in and out on these topics. This can include COVID-19. This can include George Floyd. This can include Bob Kroll. This can include an RT Ryback tweet, which we're going to get to today also. By now, I think you know what Drew Brees offered up in a Yahoo Finance interview yesterday. I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America, our country. I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows we're all in this together. And he cited family members who fought and defended our country. And I have immense respect for those individuals. I understand people are allowed to have differing opinions. Yes, we have this minor thing we like to call the First Amendment. Let me also acknowledge the First Amendment allows you to disagree. It allows you to do that, hopefully in a respectful way, hopefully with some depth, hopefully with nuance. But you know what? There's no requirement to that. There are limits within that amendment, just like every amendment. So when people will talk about limits on the First Amendment, Second Amendment, we have had courts rule on those forever, and I encourage that we continue to do that. As brilliant as our forefathers were at the time, they could not predict 50 years from now, 500 years from now. The core should stay the same, but adjustments are allowed. Drew Brees then offers up his clarification and offers up his apology. 7:30 this morning. Candidly, I thought it was going to happen last night. Acknowledged that his comments were insensitive, completely missed the mark on the issues that we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing that somehow I am an enemy. This could not be any further from the truth. It's not a reflection of my heart and character. He was reacting to an onslaught of reaction, including some vociferous criticism from teammates on his team, including Malcolm Jenkins in a very powerful video. Jenkins contrasts when Brees is talking about his family coming back after World War II and brought up a country, brought up our country where black veterans returned home after World War II. Part of what Malcolm Jenkins had to say. They did not get a hero's welcome. They were met with violence for wearing their uniforms. The same people put their lives in the line for you and your ancestors came back to this country and were treated less like men. They were beaten up. They were snatched off buses wearing uniforms, cut out of society, marginalized, even though they put their lives on the line for you. You had others who defended Brees. And that's where I want to go next. I want to talk about the power of strong opinions, because I encourage those. I don't have to agree with them. You can push back. You don't have to agree with my opinions. And I get that you're allowed within your opinion if you hear of others who echo identically or in a similar way that we're drawn to that. But it's funny how some people will speak out. Sometimes they're radio show hosts. Sometimes they're politicians. Sometimes they're talk show hosts. Sometimes they're texters. Where if someone doesn't agree with you or a person, I just shut up. This isn't the time to talk. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have the experience in this area. Stick to sports, whatever it might be. But isn't it funny how a lot of those people, if the person or the individual speaking out share their opinion, bravo, what courage, glad you spoke out. Because it's a huge, enormous problem in our country right now. Laura Ingraham's example is perfect. I'll play it when we come back. I'll also remind you again about Colin Kaepernick and his message in 2016 when all this started. I encourage your text and phone calls throughout, including that criticism and including the idea that I may push back at you strongly. That's a part of what we do here. 651-989-9226. The George Floyd Memorial Service will be heard at 1 o'clock on Newstalk A3O WCCO.
It's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
Well, okay. He's allowed to have his view about what kneeling and the flag means to him. I mean, he's a person. He has some worth, I would imagine. I mean, this is beyond football, though. This is totalitarian conduct. This is Stalinist. And by the way, on the streets of New Orleans, we're looking at live pictures. They're shouting, F Drew Brees.
Wow.
That's what this moment has done to the beautiful team spirit of the New Orleans
this
Saints.
This is a great, he's a great Christian man.
Dan, why did you play a skit from SNL right there?
I know it sounds that way, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Wait, I thought SNL was done for the year. Did they put something out last night? I didn't realize.
Not that I was aware of. I think this is actually legit audio.
Laura Ingraham, do you realize that the hypocrisy is flying out of your body at a rate that could harm someone? Jeez, when it's KD and LeBron, shut up and hoop for us. You're not the coach. Don is the coach. But when it's a good Christian man who agrees with me, who wants to suppress everybody's opinion? And the sad thing is, there are millions and millions who do the same damn thing every day. And let me try to clarify this. That doesn't mean you aren't allowed to have strong opinions. And that doesn't mean every opinion should be met with, well, I'm not going to say anything because he or she is allowed to have your opinion. But so much of this is about you shouldn't have the platform to express your opinion. You're just a dumb athlete. Kind of funny when it was the dumb athlete who were the African Americans and the good Christian was the white person. What a coincidence that was. Couldn't see that coming. Disgusting.
WCC Radio.
So when you have platforms, and we have endless platforms now, Dan, with social media, if you want to put things out there, I would prefer it's researched and it's smart and it's charismatic and it's interesting. But guess what? Doesn't have to be. And by the way, I don't have – listen, I could feel it's one thing, and you don't have to feel that at all. But it's just an endless amount of examples of people saying when you should shut up and when you shouldn't. We try to call that out on this show endlessly. That doesn't stop me for one second for my especially pointed criticism at a man who I think acts like a child as the president of the United States, who offers bullying comments, who offers racist comments, who's used the R word before, who trolls in racism. But, and I have been stronger on him than most during this time because I think it calls for it. Give me differences with other presidents or senators or mayors who show some decency and some humanity. Guess what? If you want to defend the president and you want to do it in a vociferous, vehement, charismatic, interesting, smart way, good on you. Do that. But it can't be, Dan, wow, when you agree with me, let's allow this person to talk. And if you disagree with me, it's not just I disagree with you, and here's point A, B, and C, you need to go away. You shouldn't talk. You're not smart enough on all this. What do you think?
I think when the best case scenario is you're being a raging hypocrite, and that's the best explanation for those two comments back to back. That's an enormous problem. That says a lot about where we are politically. That says a lot where we are racially in this country. Because the other option is it's okay if a white athlete talks. It's not okay if a black athlete talks. I don't know what else you can point to behind those comments. It's either, you know, I agree with your comments, so it's okay, or you're white, so it's okay. It's one of the two, and neither one of them make her look very good. And this is an example
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot, and there's hypocrisy all over the place when it comes to politics. This is just the most recent.
Democrats included.
Absolutely. This is just the most recent and egregious example.
Let's take a call here. Keith is on mobile. Keith, you're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
You just kind of hit on what I was going to hit on, is the hypocrisy on both sides. Laura Ingraham's just blatant hypocrisy, but it exists on the other side, too. Who was it, the Sacramento Kings play-by-play guy who was let go because he said all lives matter? The blacklisting of Kaepernick by the owners, they don't want him speaking out. The blacklisting of celebrities in Hollywood if they tend to be conservative. There is so much hypocrisy on both sides, and it's frustrating and sickening. And I do blame media a bit, because I think those far extreme is what sells, unfortunately. And it's a business, but I still think there's a silent majority in the middle, but that's not very well represented all the time, on especially on talk shows, not on yours, but you know, especially the MSNBCs and the Fox News of the world, they're playing for the extremes.
Yeah, Keith, I appreciate the phone call. I agree with you. And it's playing out on all those platforms, Dan. And it's worse now than it ever was. And how many times have we had this conversation? I think it really, there are huge differences with Ronald Reagan. I don't think the hate was as prominent from liberals. There were differences with George H.W. Bush. I don't think the hate was there. At some point with Bill Clinton, I mean, just everything about Clinton drove so many conservatives nuts. And then the Presidential Medal of Freedom winner, who as a broadcaster is extraordinarily talented, but distorts and lies and crafts for a living in his own style, and Rush helped drive some of that. And then the liberals, who could not stand George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. And all the while, you can have policy differences with these individuals. But it's hatred towards a lot of these folks. Barack Obama, and he's a Kenyan, he's a Muslim, he's with Bill Ayers, he hates America. And then Donald Trump almost personifies all of that, and then he drives it as a talk show host. He's a talk show host as the president of the United States. You know, going back to Breeze, I don't understand this quite yet. Help me out. Does he now believe that kneeling is a peaceful protest? And he's now in favor of that? Because when he talks about misinterpretations, I missed the mark, I apologize, I don't want to be the enemy. Because he's taken a knee before for events with his team. Do you understand where he stands on that, Dan? Because now I'm still confused on that.
No, I don't, because I think the apology today was more about trying to reduce blowback than about trying to effectively communicate where he stands on things. I don't think he thinks that kneeling during the national anthem is acceptable. I think he's apologizing because the timing of those comments was so grossly tone deaf. I think that's where he's trying to say, I made a mistake, not in the opinion itself.
You are, let's just remind you, when Colin Kaepernick first talked about this, his initial answer was, my great respect for the military. And his respect included, they fight for liberty and justice for everyone. That's not happening. This is why I'm taking the knee. He was given counsel by a prominent member of the military. It was a special ops military member, right? Why am I just blanking right now on who it was? But it was a highly regarded person who said, if you're going to do this, if you're going to use this platform, take a knee. That's a better way to do that. If you disagree, that doesn't automatically make you a racist. Absolutely does not. I happen to agree with Kaepernick. I happen to believe this is quintessentially exactly what our country is about, where you take this moment and to show that you want, what a concept, equal treatment. So if I walk down the street in Minneapolis compared to an African-American, if they're going to give us both a long look, we both get a long look. If neither of us gets a look at all, that's the same thing. Or my interaction with police, or when I'm out with my kids, or somebody's in my neighborhood. You can differ with that. But at the time to do it in a conversation, the timing made no sense for me. And again, I think he's missing the crux of the point. It isn't about disrespecting the flag. It isn't about disrespecting the military, because I can line up a lot of people in the military who believe in this. It's about, why shouldn't the core basis of our country be equal opportunity, justice for everyone? And then when people say all Black Lives Matters, it means my life should be treated and regarded in the same way as whites are, and why isn't that happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.